You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You're sitting in your car in the school parking lot. The engine is off, but you haven't moved to get your bags yet. You're staring at a name on your calendar for 3:30 p.m. You've already played out the opening line 12 different ways in your head. And in every single version, your heart rate spikes just a little bit higher. It's that familiar heavy tightness in the chest, the anticipation of a conversation that you know is going to be difficult, but you also know is unavoidable. Maybe you've tried to distract yourself with grading. Maybe you've tried to tell yourself it's just a job. But you sit there, you realize that the most exhausting part of this day isn't the lesson delivery or the bus duty. It's the mental rehearsal. It's the way you're carrying the projected emotions of another person before they've even walked through your door. It's the part of the job that doesn't show up on a lesson plan or a job description. It's the work before the work. And you're doing it right now. Welcome to your morning boost.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just 10 bucks. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
From the AWB Studios, this is your weekly morning boost, brought to you by AWB Education. We are proud to be featured on the Forward Ed Network, advancing voices, shaping education. Let's get ready to boost your week.
Good morning, everybody. I'm so glad you're here with us today on this wonderful day. Whether you're walking the dog, commuting through the early morning fog, or maybe like we just talked about, you're sitting in that parking lot and taking a few deep breaths before you head into the building. Whatever it is, I am glad that we can spend this time together. To our returning boosters, welcome back. I hope your week has had some moments of quiet joy amidst the chaos of the week. And if you're joining us for the first time, I'm just a colleague sitting in the seat right next to you, thinking through the messy, beautiful, and, well, sometimes bone-tiring reality of working in a school. Today, we're talking about the words we say when things are hard. In education, we talk a lot about visible labor. We talk about the hours spent on curriculum design, the data entry, the professional development sessions. But there's a massive, often unacknowledged amount of invisible labor involved in maintaining the human fabric of a school. Invisible labor is the emotional calories that we burn preparing for a parent meeting. It's the mental energy it takes to address a friction point with a teammate. It's the role strain that we feel when we have to be both a supportive mentor and a firm evaluator. Today isn't about tips and tricks or a five-step plan to win every argument. If you've been in a school for more than a week, you know that humans are too complex for five-step plans. Instead, this is about how we ground ourselves so we can show up as the professionals and, frankly, the people we want to be, even when the conversation feels like a minefield. We're going to look at a few specific areas. Number one, the parent partnership. Number two, the peer bridge. And number three, the upward ask. We're going to look at what the research says about how our brains react under the stress of conflict and how we can use that knowledge to keep the student and our own well-being at the center of the room.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Let's start with the big one, and that is parents. There is perhaps no relationship in a school that is more fraught with potential than the one between a caregiver and an educator. I mean, we are, after all, talking about the two most important worlds in a child's life colliding. When we talk about difficult parent conversations, we often lump them into one bucket. But if we stop and look closer, there are really two very different paths that we have to walk. They require a different prep, different heart postures, and different psychological tools. The first path we're going to talk about is the one that we've all walked. This is with a parent who feels, well, divisive. Maybe they've been borderline combative in the past, and they come in with a list of grievances, or they've CC'd the superintendent on an email about a missed homework assignment. When we prepare for this, our survival instinct is to armor up. We gather our data. We print out every single rubric. We have our evidence ready to go, and we prepare for a battle. But when we walk into a room as a soldier, the other person usually responds by becoming one too. There's some very fascinating research by Matthew Lieberman and his colleagues at UCLA on this, and it's on something called affective labeling. In their studies, they found that when people are shown images of angry or fearful faces, the amygdala, the part of the brain that triggers our fight or flight response, it lights up like a Christmas tree. But when those same people are asked to label the emotion or simply name it, the activity in the amygdala decreased. And the right prefrontal cortex, the part of the brain involved in emotional regulation, took over. So what does that look like in a school office at 3:30 on a Tuesday? It means that when a parent comes in hot, maybe they're questioning your grading or a disciplinary choice, your first job isn't to defend. Your first job is to label. It sounds like saying, I can see that you're incredibly frustrated by this situation, and I want to make sure I understand why. Now, I want to be clear here. Labeling an emotion is not the same as agreeing with the person's logic. You aren't saying, you're right to be angry. You're saying, I see that you are angry. In the world of psychology, this is called de-escalation through validation. When a parent feels heard, their alarm system can start to power down. Only then can you move toward the data. If you lead with the data while their amygdala is screaming, they won't hear a word you said. They'll just see your data as a weapon. Think about a time when you've been the target of that heat. It's hard not to take it personally, but usually that parent is acting out of a place of fear. Fear for their child's future. Fear for their child being less than. Or maybe even fear of their own past trauma with schools. When we view their combativeness as a fear response rather than a personal attack, we reclaim our power. We move from being adversaries to being observers of a problem.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Okay, that's one path for a conversation with parents. But of course, there's a second path. And this is the conversation that requires a completely different kind of emotional labor. This is the parent who has no clue. They think their child is doing fine. They've missed maybe the subtle red flags that you've been sending home, and you're about to walk into a room and hand them news that is sad or troubling or maybe even life-altering. With the combative parent, we need a shield. But with this parent, we need a bridge. The preparation here isn't about data. It's about stewardship. Now, I remember a specific situation early in my career as a school administrator. We had a student who had just come from one of our feeder schools. And at the beginning of the year, the parents sat down with me and they were just beaming. They told me with so much hope in their eyes that they thought this was the year. This was the year their son was going to exit special education. But as soon as we got to work, the reality was the exact opposite. He wasn't ready to exit. In fact, he couldn't do almost anything they thought that he could do. He needed more support, more intervention, more specialized care. What I realized in that moment was something that still haunts me to this day. No one had been brave enough to tell them the truth. For years, educators had been nice. They had avoided the conflict. They had let these parents build a house of hope on a foundation that frankly didn't exist. And now, I was the one who had to be brave. The invisible labor here is the burden of being the one who has to break the old story so a true one can begin. I remember sitting across from the mother in that meeting. I had all my charts. I had all the reading scores. I had all of my proof. After I finished the explanation, after I told her that we weren't looking at an exit, but instead a deep increase in support, the room just went silent. It was one of those heavy, thick silences where you can hear the clock on the wall ticking. I felt so uncomfortable, and I felt like I had to fix the air in the room. So I leaned forward and I reached for what I thought was that empathetic phrase. I said, I know this is hard. And she immediately looked up at me and her eyes weren't sad. They were sharp. She said, no, you don't. You don't know. You have no idea what this feels like. And she was absolutely right. I didn't know. I was looking at a spreadsheet. She was looking at her son's future. In my rush to be nice, I had accidentally minimized her grief. I tried to claim an understanding that I hadn't earned. Since that day, I've realized that the most important part of the blindsided conversation isn't what we say, it's what we don't say. We have to be direct. Directness in these moments is a form of kindness. We don't sandwich the news. We state the truth clearly and early. And then we do the hardest thing of all. We wait. We give them the golden silence. We let them catch up to the reality that we've lived in for weeks. Don't try to fill the space with, I know, or it'll be okay. We just stay in the room with them. We show them that even though the news is troubling, we aren't afraid to stand in the trouble with them. That is stewardship. That is the invisible labor of the bridge builder. Take a second right now. Think about the parents you're meeting with this week. Which path are you walking? Are you preparing to name the heat with a combative parent? Or are you prepared to steward the heart of a blindsided one? Are you being asked to be the brave one who finally tells the truth? Just identifying which one of these can really take some of the pressure off, and it gives us a map.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This segment of your Morning Boost is sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services. Since 2013, GLS has been a trusted partner for school districts across the Midwest, specializing in executive recruitment and leadership support. They believe that great schools start with great leaders, and they are here to help you find a perfect fit for your district. Transform your school's future with the right leader at the helm. Visit GrundmeierLeaderSearch.com to learn more. Grundmeier Leader Services, transforming education one leader at a time.
Okay, let's pivot here. Let's talk about the person across the hall. The person in the next cubicle, or the person sitting across from you in your PLC. We spend more time with our colleagues than, frankly, we do with our own families during the school year. And because we are all under high-stakes pressure, friction isn't just possible, it's inevitable. But here's the thing about our schools. We are often too nice for our own good. We value harmony. We value being a team player. So when a colleague isn't pulling their weight, or when they say something in a meeting that undermines us, we typically just swallow it. We tell ourselves it's not worth the drama. But there's a high price for that silence. In her work on leadership, Kim Scott talks about a concept called ruinous empathy. This happens when you care about the person enough that you don't want to hurt their feelings, but you don't care enough about the work or their growth to tell them the truth. In a school, ruinous empathy creates a culture of polite resentment. We're nice to each other's faces, but we're frustrated behind closed doors, and that frustration leaks out into the way we teach and into the way we lead. So how do we prepare with a conversation with a colleague? It starts with an internal audit. Before you ever approach them, you have to do this audit. And in the book, Crucial Conversations, the author suggests that we have to start with heart. This means getting really honest about your motives. Ask yourself, what do I really want for me in this situation? Is it just to be right? Or is it to have a more balanced workload? I mean, what do I really want from them? Do I want them to feel shamed, or do I want them to succeed? What do I want for our relationship? If you go into a conversation with a teammate wanting to win, you've already lost. If you go in wanting the team to function better so that third period is less chaotic for everyone, now you've got your North Star. And now you can spend some time really addressing the elephant in the room. Here's a common scenario. Okay, you have, this would be called like the leaning colleague. So you're in a co-teaching situation, or maybe it's a grade level team. One person is doing 80% of the planning. The other person is just, well, frankly, showing up. The preparation for a conversation here isn't about building a case of crimes that anybody has committed. It's about perspective shifting. Research in organizational psychology talks about this fundamental attribution error. And this is our tendency to believe that when we mess up, it's because of our circumstances. You know, well, I was late because of traffic or something like that. But when others mess up, it's because of their character. They're late because they're lazy. Before you even talk to that colleague, we've got to try to find a generous interpretation. Maybe they aren't lazy. Maybe instead they are drowning in a personal crisis that we don't know about. Maybe they lack the confidence to contribute to the planning because they feel intimidated by your expertise. When you approach them, move from you language to we language. Instead of, you haven't touched the lesson plans for next week, try, I've noticed that I've been taking the lead on the planning here lately, and I'm starting to feel a little bit stretched right now. Can we work on something to help? I want to make sure we're both getting our voices into these lessons. Conversations like that of we are going to help shift that conversation back to that positive frame. You know, another one could be, how can we rebalance our workflow for next week? And notice the shift in all of these conversations. Again, we're not attacking their character. We're identifying a workflow issue. You're putting the problem on the table between you rather than making the person the problem. If you're an instructional coach or a department head, this becomes even more complex because you have to bridge that gap between being a peer and being a leader. This is where moral injury often creeps in. We feel like we are betraying our tribe if we call out a colleague's lack of performance. But remember, your primary tribe is the students. If a colleague's behavior is hurting student outcomes, the kindest thing you can do, and the most professional thing, is to name it. Take time now to think about your elephant. What is the one conversation that you've been avoiding because you just don't want to ruin the vibe? What if having that conversation is actually the only way to save the vibe?
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, finally for our last segment today, we do need to talk about the upward ask. This is the conversation with the person who signs your evaluation, the principal, the supervisor, the department head, the district lead, you name it, somebody above me in the organizational chart. And these conversations carry a different kind of electricity. There's a power dynamic here at play, and when we feel like we need to address a conflict with a supervisor, or maybe ask for a resource that's being denied, we often feel like we're bothering them. Or worse, we feel like we're being insubordinate. In schools, there's a concept called role strain. It's the stress that occurs when the demands of your role, like being a compliant employee, clash with your professional values, like advocating for what your students need. When you prepare for an upward conversation, you have to move away from the employee mindset and into the professional partner mindset. Principals and supervisors are often navigating a sea of pressures that we just can't see. They're answering to the board, they're answering to parents, the state, the budget. All of these things just pile onto your supervisors, and if I just go right to them and say, I'm overwhelmed and this new schedule is terrible, all I'm doing is adding to their cognitive load. I'm giving them a problem without a handle. The preparation for this conversation is really strategic alignment. Before you walk in, ask, how does what I need align with what my supervisor is trying to achieve? If you need a smaller class size or a different schedule, don't just frame it as, I'm tired. Frame it in the terms of the school's goals. I know our school-wide goal this year is improving literacy in the fourth grade, and right now, the way my afternoon block is structured, it's making it very difficult to get that small group intervention time. I've looked at the master schedule. Can we brainstorm some ways to tweak that transition time so we can hit those literacy targets? Now you're not being a complainer. You're being a strategic partner. You're helping them solve their problem by solving your problem. Now, what if the difficult conversation is about the supervisor themselves? Maybe they gave you feedback that you felt was unfair. Maybe their communication style is frankly making your job harder. This requires what researchers call psychological safety. If you don't feel safe, you're not going to speak up. But often we have to build that safety ourselves. One way to do this is to state your intent at the very beginning of the meeting. I'm coming to you because I value our working relationship, and I want to make sure that I'm performing at the level you expect. I felt a little bit confused by the feedback I got on Tuesday, and I was hoping we could walk through it together so that I can make sure that I'm on the right track. By starting with your intent, the part of to perform well and value the relationship, you're lowering their defenses. You make it safe for them to hear you. I mean, we've all had that principal or supervisor, the one that seems unapproachable or the one who's always too busy. It's easy to let that become a wall. But remember, they are human beings who are likely feeling just as much role strain as you are. Approaching them with a blend of professional clarity and human empathy is the most effective way to bridge that gap.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
As we wrap up today, I want to return to that image that we started with, the person sitting in the car, staring at the calendar. And if that's you today, if you have one of these path A or path B conversations looming, I want you to take a deep breath. Preparing for these moments is invisible labor. It's a form of work. It's never evaluated, it's never paid for, and it's rarely thanked. But it is the work that makes a school a community instead of just a building. It's the work that protects students from our adult dysfunctions. We often think that being a good educator means being a person who doesn't have a conflict. But that's not true. A good educator is someone who knows how to navigate conflict with integrity. They're the ones who are brave enough to tell the parents the truth, even when it's hard. They're the ones who are honest enough to tell a colleague they need help. They're the ones who are bold enough to tell a supervisor what their students actually need. I've been thinking about a line from writer David White that I keep coming back to. He says the social mask is a way of staying safe, but the conversation is a way of being real. Schools don't need us to be safe all the time. They don't need us to wear a mask of everything is fine. They need us to be real. They need us to be the people who are willing to stay in the room even when it's uncomfortable. If you want to dive deeper into some of the ideas that we talked about today, this science of de-escalation, the trap of ruinous empathy, all of these things, I put some links in the show notes. I would highly recommend Crucial Conversations and Kim Scott's Radical Candor. They've both been lifelines for me. But wherever you're listening from this morning, whether you are about to walk through those front doors or you're just finishing your commute, just know you've got this. The words will come. They won't always be perfect, but that's okay. Perfection isn't the goal. Connection is. Thanks for being a part of the work and spending your time with us today. We really appreciate everything you do for your students and for your community. We'll talk with you again next week.
That concludes another episode of Your Morning Boost. We hope today's daily dose of professional development helps you amplify knowledge, widen reach, and broaden impact. Your Morning Boost is an AWB education production brought to you with the generous support of Grundmeier Leader Services. Join us again tomorrow for more. Until then, keep boosting your impact.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.